Hello and welcome to my podcast, Happy Hour or Less, where I share my thoughts for everyone, including kids, show with me, Louis Miranda. Yes, I rebranded it. I'm doing things differently. Just because I wanted to. And I think I talk about that a little bit later on. This is how it's going to work. I got a bunch of clips. Some of it's old stuff, actually, that I had from before. Some of it is new. But from now on, I'm just going to, you know, kind of open the show, play the clips. Those are my thoughts. You know, just because I want to get it out there. And yeah, like I said, it's my thoughts for everyone, including kids. Happy hour or less, right? But I hope you enjoy, and let's get on with the show. So everyone should join a club or a sport of some kind. That's how I feel. You know, the past episodes talked about, kind of getting things done in the classroom and whatnot. And now it's about belonging, about having a place where you belong. And that's how I feel. I feel everyone should join a club or a sport if you are, you know, a student in at any level, elementary, junior high, high school. You got to find those people that you are comfortable with. You need to find something you're interested in, and it will make everything more enjoyable at school. You're going to have a reason for wanting to go, and it is just going to make it so much more fun, because you're going to look forward to seeing those people every day at school. You're going to form friendships that you're going to be able to hang out after school. And some of those people you will probably keep in touch with for the rest of your life, especially this day and age with social media. And so I really encourage kids to go out and do those things, because, a lot of kids, I think, that don't enjoy school just... It's not because they don't want to learn. It's just there's no reason for them to be there. And then if you're playing sports, you have even more of a reason to do better in the classroom. Because if you really care about playing, and if it's something that you want to do in the future, you're going to have to show colleges that you care, that you, think of school first and then athletics second, because again, sports they're not going to last forever. At some point, you're going to have to get a job doing something, and if you do it right, you'll be able to play that sport for a little bit longer after college. If not, you're going to have to find something else that you're interested in, or find something related to that sport so you can be a part of it forever. And same with clubs, kids join, art club, and they find out that they love to draw or sculpt or whatever. And then they make it their job. And again, this day and age with social media and the different technology that we have, with, like the new iPad, pads and, just being able to make digital art and things like that and selling it online is becoming so easy. And so, again, I encourage you to join a club or a sport and find out what it is that you like now. That way, when you go to college or a tech school, or maybe not at school at all, maybe you just want to, there's a place that you can travel to help you get better, at whatever it is that you chose to do, Or maybe you're like in a varsity quiz and you want to be on Jeopardy or something someday. Like go out and do that thing and find it now. And use it to your advantage somehow. And again, it'll also help you, hopefully motivate you to go to school a little bit more and do a little bit better in the classroom, which again will help you in the future as well. All of this is interconnected. The effort that you put into it now will show later in the future. If not, you're just gonna have to work harder later. But work hard now while you're young, while you can still do it, so that when you're old, you can relax, you can retire, you can be that person that gets to travel or do the other things. Because you just gotta enjoy life a little bit and have fun now. And live in the moment a little bit more. And to do that, you gotta put yourself out there. So join a club, join a sport. All right. Trust me, you won't regret it. All right, so that's my spiel, and I hope that you guys enjoyed kind of this three-part beginning of the school year segment, and we'll see where I go from here. All right, again, what are you the master of? See ya. I hope you enjoyed that little clip of me talking about sports and clubs. But before we get to the next clip about Christmas, here's a word from our sponsor. So I was talking to my wife the other day, and I just realized like I wasn't feeling very Christmassy. We all got sick at home, and we've been sick for so long that a lot of my focus has been on taking care of my family, or they're taking care of me, and and then I just been focused at work because we have finals coming up, and I haven't really been around just because I'm in taking care of stuff. And so Christmas, putting up the tree, putting up the lights and stuff, kind of got put on the back burner. But we were talking, and I just realized putting up lights and putting up the tree and stuff, that's all good, but that's not what Christmas is all about. And so I started thinking a little bit more, and it's just about serving and serving others. Because if you do celebrate Christmas, I would assume that you are a Christian of some sort. And so if you celebrate it for the right reason, I guess, the reason that we actually celebrate it, it's to celebrate the birth of Christ and celebrate his life. And so really, Christmas comes down to service. And so once I started thinking about that and thinking about, how can I serve, I did feel Christmassy a little bit more. It was just different because, every year in the past, I think I have focused a little bit more on putting up the lights and, making it look like Christmas. But I don't know if Christmas has a look anymore. I guess my thoughts are changing as I get older now. Or the season has just helped me to realize, the true meaning of Christmas. And so, I just didn't feel that. But, then I thought about all the times that I guess I felt Christmassy, and it was those times when I was, we took treats to a friend's house or to a neighbor's house, giving gifts, stuff like that. It's 'cause, you're not focused on yourself, you're focused on others. And that's what Christ did. And you know, sorry if you're not religious, but you know, I just had to share that because, again, these are my thoughts. This is my podcast, so I can share what I want, I guess, right? So don't take offense, but I really do feel that, you know, the world is focused more on the stuff. You know, what am I getting out of this? You know, I want to get this present, I want to get that present, whatever. But the true meaning of Christmas is going out there and serving and giving and focusing on others instead. And you know, even though I didn't decorate my house this year, I'm truly thankful that it brought a little bit of perspective into my life. You know, and I'll definitely remember this going forward. I hope your Christmas was good this year. Mine ended up being great, and I hope you enjoyed that clip. Next, I talk about current events and why Twitter is somewhat beneficial, even though I don't like it. So I realized the other day that I'm not up on current events, and I'm not quite sure why, but I think the big reason for me, especially because I don't really watch the news, I get everything from, you know, my phone. If it's somebody posted on Facebook or posted on Instagram or, you know, sends me something through Messenger or whatever, that's how I've been getting my news. And I think the biggest reason why I'm not up to date though is actually because I deleted Twitter, which is kind of weird because I kind of hate Twitter a lot these days. You know, I was big on Twitter. I use it a lot, you know, since the beginning, and it just kind of evolved into something different. And you know, one part of that is just, you know, kind of pushing the meme culture, you know, enabling trolls to, you know, pick and bully on people and stuff like that. And, you know, other things that I just found inappropriate. And I didn't want to be surrounded by that. And so I chose to delete Twitter. But the other part of it was that I was getting a lot of news because people would post about a lot of different things. And so it was really weird. It hit me today. I was like, man, I have really no idea what's going on. You know, and I think that's why. I think it's because I deleted Twitter. And, you know, it's just, technology is so good and yet so bad all at the same time. You know, it just depends on how you are trying to use it. And so, you know, now I gotta find a way to get, you know, get my news, I guess, and kind of stay up to date on everything. 'Cause, I mean, it doesn't matter what it is. I mean, there's like movies that I miss because I didn't know they were coming out. There's, you know, new tech, fires in Australia, stuff like that. Just all these different things that I just missed out on because I deleted Twitter. I still dislike Twitter. You know, I'm starting to dislike social media altogether, even though I still have a Facebook and an Instagram. I'll probably only use those two things for the rest of my life, only because everything's connected to my Facebook, and I like seeing pictures on Instagram of all my friends, family, and students, and so forth. But next clip is my New Year's clip. I didn't want to do a whole show since I had all these clips together, so I just tacked it on to the end. And so, enjoy. So it's going to do a whole new episode for New Year's, but I realized that I got all these clips of my thoughts that I put down, that I've been thinking about, and if you're listening to this episode, you probably noticed that I changed the name. I'm going in a slightly different direction because I just I don't want again, the podcast was meant to be just my thoughts, just having fun, if you listen back to season one, it's just me and my kids and my family and just doing whatever I felt like. And I think just connecting it to Massa Miranda, and my work and my degree and the things that I do, I felt like I needed to be more teaching oriented, more math focused. But that's not what I want this to be, because I want it to be more of an outlet for me so that I can be creative, so I can get the thoughts that are running through my mind out of there, so that I'm not thinking about them as often. And so I decided to put this New Year's segment together with everything else, because I think that's where I'm going forward until I change my mind and maybe find a something else I want to do. But everyone says to find your niche, and I don't want to talk about one thing. I want to talk about everything. And so this is what I'm doing, right? This is what I want to do, so I'm gonna do it. And so with the new year, as always, I think everyone should be focusing on their goals and and growing. And that's what I want to do this year. And and so my big thing is I just want to go forward with faith. I don't want to sit here and worry about, am I teaching this right? Am I coaching this right? Am I parenting my kids correctly? You know what I mean? I want to think and pray and do, and then just have faith that what I'm doing is the right thing. That what I'm doing is the best thing to help whoever it is that I'm helping at that moment. That the way I'm teaching something is the best way for me to teach it to my students. The way that I'm coaching my team is the best way to coach my team. The way that I'm parenting my children is the best way for me to parent my children. And then have faith that I will learn and do a better job each and every day, which is what I hope for every single one of you, all of my like five loyal listeners, which is probably my family anyways. So but if you're not, you're still family in some sort of way, right? But if you're not blood relative or anything like that, I hope the same for you, right? I just hope that you can have faith that what you're doing, what's happening, is what's right for you, and that we can all grow and become better people and spread positivity, not negativity, and truly make the world a better place, not to be cliche, but yes, like to leave a positive impact and make things better than they truly are right now. And that's my goal for 2020. That's my vision. So, happy New Year, everyone, and I hope that we can make this one of the best years of our lives that we've ever had. Happy New Year. So that's the show. I hope you enjoyed. Shoot, what's the name of my show again? My podcast, Happy Hour or Less, for everyone, including kids, show hosted by Luis Miranda. Probably just call it my podcast, but I loved doing that because I saw a Studio C clip and just made me laugh, so I made it as long as possible. But Happy New Year. I hope you enjoy this podcast. This is probably how it's going to be from now on. Actually, I think I still messed the name up of the podcast. Yeah, these are my thoughts. And this is how I'm going to do it. All right. See you guys later. Bye.